Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us on the line right now is David Gartenstein Ross, senior fellow at the Foundation of Defense Democracies. Talk about the attack that occurred on the campus of Ohio State University and what we now are learning about this. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning. It's good to join you.
All right. So I'm looking at the headlines here. Ohio State attacker Abdul Razak Ali Artan, likely inspired by ISIS and Anwar al-Awlaki, authorities say. And part of it has to do with the fact that they found some information on his Facebook page. ISIS takes credit for attack at Ohio State University. Yet I continue to hear stories being reported. Well, they're trying to figure out what the motive was for this attack. Isn't it pretty clear at this point?
Yes, it's very clear what the motive for the attack was. He said so on his Facebook page. And generally speaking, when someone carries out a terrorist attack and dies in the process, the note that they leave behind explaining why they did that is a pretty good indication of why they did that. I understand why politicians do that. It's to try to avoid hasty generalizations, but it doesn't work. It makes government look untrustworthy on these issues.
So a lot of focus now is going on a local mosque in the Columbus area. Some people are pointing to Pakistan, the nation where this terrorist lived right before he became a legal American resident, and also his home country of Somalia. You have some experience in how people can get radicalized in these settings based on your own personal story. I wonder if you have an opinion on this.
Well, of those, I don't think we know the answer. I mean, there's multiple things one can say. And in addition to the various possible culprits you talked about, there's also social networks. There's the role of online discussion. He lived, when he was in Pakistan, he wasn't just living in Pakistan. He was a refugee. And, you know, coming from a war-torn country and, you know, living as a refugee in Pakistan could also be something that makes you feel very disaffected, like you don't have a place in the world. So we don't know the answer to that. What we do know is that he was radicalized.
And so, but they are pointing to this mosque, and I know if you could sort of walk us through a little bit of what the culture is like at a mosque like this, based on your past experience, and how this, people say radicalized, and I don't think they quite understand the insidious nature of how this happens.
Well, we don't know the culture of the mosque in question. I mean, there's a number of different styles of worship at mosques in the United States, quite variant. And in generally speaking, over the course of the past 15 years or so, when people have gotten radicalized in mosques, it's often, it's generally, with respect to Salafi jihadism, not the product of mosque leadership, but often, smaller splinter groups, people who actually dissent from mosque leadership. Now, I should say, that's not always the case. So I think that the question has been raised. It's a fair question, but it's hard from the outside before having more information to get a sense of what the mosque environment itself is like.
Okay, how seriously should we take this message by ISIS that they are claiming credit for the attack?
I think it's worth.
I hate the word credit. It should be responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, they see it as a credit, so I think it's accurate from their perspective to use that term. But I would give it credence. The answer is we don't know right now. But in the past year or so, in general, analysts have tended to underestimate rather than overestimate ISIS's involvement in various attacks. They use a very different model. It used to be, even if you go back 5 years, that terrorism, when it was connected to a terrorist organization, to a broader militant organization, had some sort of physical connection where, an attacker had crossed paths with someone who was a militant. With the boom in end-to-end encryption, social media, what ISIS has really trailblazed is what they call, is what's dubbed a virtual planner model, where someone might carry out an attack that looks lone wolf, but in fact was in touch with a mid-level ISIS operative who might help them to select their target, in some cases record a martyrdom tape before their attack, and might even help them with technical aspects of an attack. That was probably unlikely here since it was a very crude attack. But often ISIS has a hand which isn't revealed for a few days or sometimes a little bit longer with respect to various attacks, even crude ones, that we've seen in places like Europe.
I want to read you a quote, David Gardenstein-Ross, from Josh Earnest, White House press secretary, who gave a statement yesterday. And in one particular part of his statement, he said, and I'm quoting him now, "If we respond to the situation by casting aspersions on millions of people that adhere to a particular religion, or if we increase our suspicion of people who practice a particular religion, we are more likely going to contribute to acts of violence than we are to prevent them." Is it not insulting to people who hold the Muslim faith to suggest that if we try to connect a dot between people who practice a radical form of Islamism, if we actually try to examine that connection, we're actually going to inspire more acts of violence? Is he saying that Muslim people can't maintain the peace if we start looking into these things? I find that rather insulting.
Well, I mean, his statement is circular logic, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a sensible statement.
Yeah.
I understand why he's saying it. Especially given where we are in terms of political climate, I think it's fair to say that there is much more suspicion of Muslims than there was even 2 or 3 years ago. I don't think the intention is bad. The statement itself is awful. The notion that if you ask questions that could lead to violence,
he's himself implying that Muslims are. He's saying Muslims are violent.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. You said, you know, they don't like to come out and make broad generalizations, except about the fact that they initially thought he was carrying a gun, and they were absolutely happy to jump on that one right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, when a gun is involved, they're happy to make hasty generalizations right off the bat, and they know everything about it. What's going to stop it?
Yeah,
like that is a fact. Look, we live in an age of where political discourse is often highly hypocritical, and often one of the reasons why this is, I think, the first election where you saw the mainstream media absolutely defeated by other forms of media. Because of hypocrisy such as that really cut against credibility to these organizations. I think such hypocrisies deserve to be called out. You're right to do so.
Oh, we try to as often as possible. David Gardenstein-Ross, thank you so much for joining us again. He's a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Good to hear from you.
Likewise.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.